We are interviewing Jimmy Jim on Industrial Arts today. September 26, 1979. Interview are Howard Dixon and Carl Isaac. Jimmy, could you tell us about your background?
Well, I attended Choctaw Central High School, graduated from here. Then I went to art school in New Mexico for 2 years postgraduate. And from there I went to technical school in New Jersey for about a year. Come back home and I went to Marine Junior College. I was there about a year and a half. Then I got married. Then after I got married, started back to college, finally finished it.
What made you decide to take industrial arts as your career?
Well, I was really want to go in electrical engineering. Then, you know, program the head on resolutions and educate for students in education only. That's why when I went to Mississippi State, I changed to industrial arts.
Have you taught anywhere else besides Choctaw Central?
No. Been here since. It's going to my third year here.
Since you've been here, how has the students progressed in their work?
For my class, I started with basics in drawing, metalworking, and woodworking, and electricity. I started off with the basics, then we grew up from there.
When you started teaching, did you have those machines?
You mean the one we have in there now?
Yeah.
When I got here, it was already here, yeah.
Do you know how to work with all those machines?
Yeah.
How long did it take to learn all those machines?
For me? Or for students?
Students.
For students? It wouldn't take very long. Because we have some students that are eager to learn, you know. When you have students like that, it don't take long.
What's your opinion if you wanted to take industrial arts as their career?
Going to industrial arts? Vocation, you mean?
Yes.
I think it's, you know, that would be a nice field for anybody nowadays, you know.
Was there many opportunities when you first started?
Well, in vocation education?
Yes.
I wasn't aware of it, really.
How was it like going away and from the tribe to the community?
From going away to coming back here? How was it like? Well, coming back home. Work with the people here?
Yes.
I think I'd do better working with my own people than, you know, go somewhere else working. But since, you know, I've been to other places before, I've seen what it's like.
Did you feel different from other people?
Oh, while I was away? No.
How did the people treat you?
I mean, like, you know, just one of them, I guess, as you said.
From your experience, what advice would you give to a student finishing college and looking for a job?
Join back to Choctaw Central and work here. Get an education. We need more Choctaws here on the reservation. In education as well as in tribal programs we have here. I'd like to see more Choctaws in here.
What are your future plans for industrial arts?
As of now, I'm not really sure yet. I like what I'm doing right now.
What
maybe in the future I might think of something else, but as of now, I like the way it is.
What are you?
I don't have any hobbies yet. I just doing a little bit of everything.
What do you think about student discipline in school?
I think we need strict discipline here at Choctaw Central, with more help from the parents, like we used to have in the old days.
Back then, what would happen to someone who skipped class?
We didn't have anybody skipping class during my time.
You mean back then?
Yeah, right. What else was going on? Nobody skipped class. Or cut class either. Because our parents sent us to school to stay in school. We didn't know what's coming when we get back home.
Was the discipline changed since you've been here?
Right, very much. Because I've seen plenty of students walking around every day, not attending class. We need to be stricter.
How did the students cooperate in class?
In my class? We get along all right. I can introduce some of what they do in other world. I like it. Some students are still not asking questions anymore. Some of them, they're doing that anymore. I think we're really improving on that. Especially compared to the first class I ever had when I first started working. To teach? No. Definitely no. To teach, maybe for, you know, other jobs, different jobs, if I like to go, you know, different jobs, to go somewhere else and work, I might could do it, but not to teach.
The travel program at your school, which one?
Travel.
Well, from what I heard, that's all right, I'd say.
I don't participate in all the sports that have been going on there. I participate in basketball, but the only sport for Infinity League.
We had a little team, We had a team last year. This year we plan to have another one with my
former classmate, Fidel Steve.
Supposed to have a team this year. We're going to want some trophies too.
What about the school recreation?
School recreation? I think we've got a pretty good program here
compared to the time I was in school here. A lot better because we didn't have any.
If we did, I don't want to probe anyone here on this. Y'all had pretty good opportunities, sports and football player to get scholarship to go to